hesitate to change. Talent and faith only go so far. All right. Getting down to the end of this week's show. Devil Radio 92.7. Hey, you know what it means to be conservative? You care more than enough about yourself. Huh? Try that one, folks. You know, that explains a lot in my world. That's why I never got to the top. I was like, I might make the final four, championship round, but not the big one. Never got to the ultimate, state championship freestyle wrestling. But never that national status that two brothers made, And I wasn't jealous. It was more fun to watch them than it was to get beat by one of them. It was a lot of fun. Hey, we got another caller here, so I'll go back to the phones. And Dan and Madison.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Listening to you talk about, center left and center right, and, the fact is that, we're victims of the two-party system.
Mm-hmm.
And, those problems are not going to go away till we have multiple parties. And that's just not going to happen until we change elections so that it's not, 100% majority rule. We need to put something in place like, ranked choice voting.
Yep. You and I both know, I'm sure, some of the same people in the state that are way smarter than me for sure, that have been drilling this and trying to get it done. See it in other states that are more progressive than, Wisconsin isn't even progressive. We're now regressive for sure. But totally awesome point.
Some of them aren't even, more progressive. I mean, take a look at Maine. Maine is a ranked choice voting state.
Right.
And it has led to much greater levels of democracy.
I think maybe it might be better to categorize those states as the critical thought states. Where they,
sure.
Right? Where they, they realize they're not going to agree on everything, but, you got to agree on live on the same planet and try and make it safe and clean and effective, and it's going worse. It's going to get worse, but I still have this feeling that this year some big things are going to happen for us, and I really do believe it because people have had enough. What do you think?
I think so, but problem is that energy needs to be directed into something.
I'll do it.
That's what I'm putting my energy into.
I'll do it. I mean, I'm ready, man. I got my, I'm waiting a couple weeks before I start, stretching out a little bit. And then it's about, organizing people to, organized demonstrations that, get people's attention positive to. We know that it's going to be more positive now because we've gone through all the negative stuff and people are sick of that route, man. And
for sure.
I don't go to rallies to be negative. We go there to be happy and uplift each other. And, thank you, Dan, for calling and making that point. And, I'm hoping to see you out there pretty soon. But you made a great point. It's like, even with three parties, right, you'd have this far-right crowd. And then you get this centrist, I want to protect what I got crowd, I know it's tough for other people, but we just can't, maybe next time. And they'll even draw some of that away from the far right crowd, right? And then you got that you can't even call it far left because once you go left, it's just left, right? Look at how far it goes. That might be the thing. You look at how many people are in that. That's why they call it the far left, because you can't see to the end of the line that's waiting out there to get what they deserve in this country. And for some reason, I just feel like we're going to start crossing paths with some other people that are of a different culture. I mean, not me. I mean, there's still plenty of people from cultures I haven't met that I'll be looking forward to meeting. But I will tell you that when I was, at the Capitol, every single day for a couple years, man, standing up for, I met people from all over the world. And I never once felt like going up to somebody and feeling bad because they were different than me. I was meeting regular working class people. Then I was meeting people that were, say, upper middle class. And then there were royalty, coming from other countries to see. And I was like, how do you guys live? Because around here, there's a lot of people that are left out. And it made some of them uncomfortable. And some of them could care less because they didn't understand what words I was saying because they spoke a different language than me. Wouldn't it be cool to be 3CPO and just like go.
Yeah, I mean,
and I do kind of know somebody like that, Fancy Brian Kelly, you know, who, you know, it's hard to like come back from a commercial break after you hear him doing Shaggy and Scooby and expect to try and do a show after that.
Fair enough,
right?
I think what you're talking about here, though, Pizza Box 2 is, you know, forced cooperation. I mean, that's. Is it, I mean, we can't.
Well, that's what a lot of people believe on this vaccine, that they're being forced to. And I'm trying to tell them, you know, it's like, dang, you know, I mean, we get back into that science stuff again, right? Yeah. Okay, so you know, I was really happy to see some people posting, you know, Nightcrawlers coming out after this rain, but you will notice there are fewer of them. Okay, and as the year goes along. Even after it rains, they don't even come out. So something is just really weird, you know. And used to be like, I picked them for money, man. Nickel a piece. I'm a kid, you know. Each one's a candy bar, man. No, don't eat the Nightcrawler. Wait till you know. Okay, and my brother and I, we're like, you know, 9 or 10 when we started. And we're supplying all these, you know, bait shops on the lakes and rivers. And it was like, I mean, I couldn't believe, man, if I could go back and start again, I would have owned some land with, I mean, and we made that much money off it. But it's like they were there, you know, and then you'd get to the dry part of the year and you'd have to try and water, you know, your garden or go out to the golf course where a lot of people picked them anyway. And after it gets dry, they don't come out, man. And when they do, they're like really, really fast. So, you know, you can, artificial water is not going to, you know, they know when it's dry and it's really weird. And then they're not always that healthy either when it gets that dry and stuff. They're kind of weak. So these are things that, this is probably why I'm so plugged into what goes on in nature, though, because it's so much different than when I was a kid, you know. Every time it rained, you'd see them all over the road, right? And you're not going to see that now. But I did see some trails, you know, Nightcrawler trails out in the country a little bit. I'm kind of hoping that, you know, I was hoping that we'd have an infrastructure plan to, like, reclaim America's nature and water and air. And, I mean, that's what the, you know, the Green New Deal was basically about. And, you know, for people to make fun of that, you know, make fun of AOC, make fun of Bernie, and remember how it goes, you know, first they, you know, ignore you or whatever, then they make fun of you, then they got to deal with you. Well, you know, I'm kind of like that too, and I know a lot of other people that are like that. It's like, you know, I don't know if you got, how far back you guys want to go? For an example, you know, a lot of people thought Jesus was, you know, you know, the majority was against Jesus, right? So I guess, and I'm not saying these people are Jesus, but they're certainly walking closer to that path than this satanic move to the far right, which we, you know, and it's not funny. You wanted to mention guns, you know, this week. And I mean, I don't watch a lot of these murders by cop and stuff like that. And I do, but I do watch the investigations on TV because I want to understand more. And I get more empathy, you know. People are afraid to go into places where, you know, what you should be afraid of is poverty and racism, which equals a lot of violence, you know, first towards those people, you know, socially, and then, you know, to fight back. What do you expect, you know? I know if I was like, come on, man, you know, if I had been a slave, I would have wanted to escape. I might even, you know, wanted to, you know, beat my master if I got a chance. Right? And let's not talk about, well, you know, some of them treated them fine, you know. Oh, man. That is just like warped racist response is what it is. It means it's what you were talking about. If you're not against it, you're with it. You know, if you can't come out right and say this is wrong, damn it, it's like a violation of human rights and white people aren't superior to anybody, you'd be on the right path, right? But what is so hard about that? What's hard about it is, I guess, that you've never experienced it. So I guess, you know, it comes down to like selfishness and fear. And I get it. But, you know, if I'm not afraid, you know, unarmed, I won't own a gun, believe in the right to bear arms, so I cut off my sleeves kind of thing. Yeah, it works for me. You know, I've never, when I go walking down the street, there isn't anybody worried about me pulling a gun on them. You know, you got, look, it has happened already, you know, where there's somebody walks into a store and starts shooting, and there's a couple guys in there that got guns too, and they're going to take out the bad guy. And everybody starts shooting around, innocent people get hit, and when the cops finally sort it all out, the bad guy snuck out the door, you know? There's, guns are made to kill people, man. They're not used for these guns that are being used. You know, we're not talking about your shotgun or your, I don't like handguns, because handguns are specifically made for up close and personal, taking a human's life. It's not for taking, it's not used for animals or anything, right? You can argue with me next week. I guess we're almost out of time, huh? Okay, well, there's always plenty to talk about, you know, first around the world and then secondly locally in Wisconsin and beyond. You know, I went to O'Connell to get my, I didn't mean to, I went up there to make sure my friend made her appointment because she was struggling against it, and she got her shot, and they said, we got one open. And I'm not kidding, man, I feel a lot better because of it. But If you really want to get vaccinated, man, just start calling out into the rural Trump areas, man. Don't mind the trip. Plenty. It's still beautiful. It used to be you come into Wisconsin and the sign said, escape to Wisconsin. And then Walker planted on the other side, escape from Wisconsin. So you're going to escape from outside the pizza box. But we will be back next week. Same time, same station. 92.7 FM outside the pizza box. And I'm Pizza Box Mike.